Miss 2CH. Home cooking, home cooking. Cooking with Sheridan Rogers. Thanks to Nobby's Kitchens, proudly celebrating 73 years. Nobby'sKitchens.com.au.
Good morning, Sheridan.
Good morning.
I have very busy.
Tuesday before, there's Christmas Eve to come.
Sorry, yes, silly me. Very busy time though.
Very busy, a panicking time of the year.
Have you got lessons for somebody this afternoon?
I have a lesson this afternoon with some of the children. We're doing lovely edible Christmas gifts, and then I've got a whole school holiday program through January, starting on January the 10th.
Okay.
In the mornings, 10:30 to 1:30 p.m.
We'll come back to those in a minute, but during the week, and I mentioned I was going to ask you about this, the English chef Heston Blumenthal has come up with a solution because he says it can be very difficult preparing the Christmas lunch. Timing is everything. And he says you should cook everything except the roast potatoes early, put them aside, and then just do the roast potatoes, basing your whole lunch around them. Do you understand that?
I certainly do, and I think it's very wise advice for all we crazy housewives at this time of year. If you can do as much ahead as possible, that's very sensible. And I also think it's interesting that Heston's now advising the average housewife on how to prepare a meal, given that he puts on those fantastical spreads, which we see regularly on SBS television. And a friend of mine went to his restaurant in Hyde Park in the Mandarin Oriental last week, a good friend of mine, a restaurant called Dinner, and she said it's full of these fantastical feasts, and she said she felt as though she'd eaten her way through a Dickens novel. So it's interesting to see Heston is now in the cold supermarket stores and advising all we housewives how to prepare the Christmas feast. But yes, of course, as much as you can do ahead is very wise. Interestingly enough, he doesn't like turkey, and he's going to be serving chicken on the day with truffle. He also doesn't like Christmas pudding, but he's been coerced into doing it this year, so I thought that was quite interesting. The recipe today I have for you is one, it's quite different from Heston's because he's very traditional. He's got all the carrots, the cauliflower, cheese, the cabbage, and he suggests potatoes. But my recipe actually, because it's summertime here in Australia, it's not winter, and I don't really think we want all that heavy food on a hot day. I'm giving you a recipe for a really delicious roasted pork belly, your very favourite.
Oh, yes, indeed.
And I think you're allowed to have that on Christmas Day, with a green mango coleslaw. So this has got a real Asian twist to it. And you can prepare the pork belly the day before. And I would also suggest that you can prepare the salad, all the salad ingredients. You can chop them up and then or shred them and take the leaves off the coriander and the Vietnamese mint and the ordinary mint, and put it in a bowl, cover it with cling wrap, and then just dress it on the day. And you just have to finish off the pork belly in the oven on the day as well and cut it up. So it's a really good recipe for preparing ahead.
Wow. That's on your website.
Yeah, it's sheridanrogers.com.au.
Now, we won't be here next week because I go on holidays on the weekend.
I don't think I'll be around next on Christmas Eve. I'm going to be in Vanuatu.
Wow.
Yes, so I'm not sure they can contact me there. Anyway, we'll see how we go.
And but then when you've got some...
I've got kids cooking classes all through the January school holidays, starting January the 10th, and every Monday, Wednesday and Friday from 10:30 to 1:30 p.m. And we do a range of dishes. I do two savoury and two sweet, so it's sort of like a meal, and the kids eat everything we've prepared. And they have a lot of fun, and we go and sit outside in my beautiful garden, and they try to identify the herbs and vegetables, which is also great fun.
So that's all on your website?
Yes. But also, look, let me just say one more thing. The recipe I've given you today is from a terrific caterer. Her name is Bernadette Keneally, and she's based in Greenwich. Now, if you get really panicky, you could call her and get her to deliver everything, including this lovely pork belly. And she also has jugs of gravy. Now, apparently they just walk out the door coming up to Christmas. And she also has jugs of vanilla anglaise or custard that she has available, and lots of mince pies and plum puddings as well. So all the details about Bern are on my webpage as well, along with the recipe for the roasted pork belly.
Okay, lovely.
Okay.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.